Welcome to Talks from the Bible. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Mark 16:19-20. Jesus has taken his disciples with him to the Mount of Olivet, and given unto them the charge to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. Jesus is received up into heaven and is sat down on the right hand of God. Jesus now reigns as Lord and Christ, as head of his church and king of his kingdom. He has secured forever our redemption as his blood provides a continual cleansing of sin. In his ascension to heaven, and his being seated on the throne, he has become the mediator of a better covenant than that covenant that was delivered through Moses. Jesus has abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. Ephesians 2:15-17. Whereby the covenant given through Moses was for those who passed out of Egypt. Deuteronomy 5:3. The new covenant of Christ is for any who choose to find refuge in him. Jesus was the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Romans 10:4. The mission of Jesus into the world would provide fulfillment to the law given by Moses and would make him the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Hebrews 8:6-7. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come, to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hands of a mediator. Galatians 3:19. Christ came so that he might purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament. Hebrews 9:14-15. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 13:20-21. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street, in Somerville, Georgia.